If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space. This is the space show Hotel Mars, and we're actually on Mars 3.4 billion years ago, with Professor Alexis Rodriguez, who publishes a story about what happened the day the asteroid struck. The asteroid that hit the Yucatan Peninsula was estimated between 6 and 9 miles across, some maybe as large as 10 miles across, and it struck and ended the dinosaurs 65, 66 million years ago. This asteroid struck 3.4 billion years ago, and we do not know whether it ended any life because we're not sure there was life there. But the professor is using the word habitability to understand the chemicals, components of the ocean that dominated the northern hemisphere of Mars. David, you have a question for the professor.
Professor, with your unlimited budget, would you do any exploring on the southern hemisphere of Mars?
The southern hemisphere. I think that, with my unlimited budget, there is another area that I would love to go and explore. It's more equatorial, subtropical. It's actually in the chaotic terrains of Mars. And the chaotic terrains are extremely interesting geologic features because they represent the largest windows between the groundwater systems and the surface water systems that we know of in the entire solar system, okay? So essentially, they are zones where the aquifers released the water to the surface and produce like immense channels that then, you know, ended up in the northern plains. So I would love to go to explore these outlets from, you know, these massive groundwater systems on Mars. They are, as the name suggests, like chaotic terrains. They are actually extremely complicated terrains.
The ocean, back to the northern hemisphere, the ocean that existed at the day of the event, that ocean was fed by aquifers. And if I understand correctly, the aquifers were feeding liquid water into the surface. These aquifers, what is your explanation for their origin? Are they from off-planet events, asteroids, contact with a previous planet? Where did that water come from?
Yeah, that's actually a very interesting question, and it's something that I've been working on for many years as well. So there are multiple hypotheses, right, to explain the origin of the aquifers. But there is a major constraint that, you know, people have to understand, and it's a geographic constraint. Like the aquifers that fed the outflow channels are only in the Crissy region, okay? I mean, like the scale that we're talking about, like these chaotic terrains are huge. They are immense. If you look at the boundary plains of Mars, you know, they are, you know, you see like a smooth transition into the northern plains, but the chaotic terrains, the aquifers are localized, okay? So that's a really important constraint. And my thinking is that the origin of these aquifers was due to the burial of ice during the Noachian period in that particular region of Mars. So as the climate was changing, you had combined sedimentation and eyes forming at the surface, you know, and then like interlayering ice, sediments, forming some sort of like huge permafrost province, like a kind of continental scale. So I think based on like many observations, I think that this is the most likely explanation for the aquifers that fed the outflow channels. That does not imply that the entire water-rich crust of Mars had the same origin. I'm only talking about the parts that are connected to the outflow channels.
So the Noachian, which is the oldest period, the Noim for Noah, that's 4 billion years ago approximately, that had ice on the surface that was then subsumed underneath the surface, and that is what created the aquifers that fed the ocean in the Hesperian period? Is that correct? That was the ocean?
That would have been, yeah, that would have been like an important aspect of the origin of the aquifers. Yeah. And so the Noachian period extends from about 4 billion years ago to 3.7 billion years ago. And, you know, it was more the paleoclimate during the Noachian was mostly hyper-arid, you know, with like some fluvial activity. But during the Middle Noachian, you know, there is evidence that in the region of Crissy, there was a much older ocean, a Noachian ocean, and that sedimentation along the margins of this ocean, you know, bearing ice sheets and maybe ejecta materials and lava flows, like all interbedded, generated part of these aquifers. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And then, like, there is a much older period as well, extending from 4 billion years ago to when the surface of the planet basically became solid, maybe 4.4 billion years ago, I think it is. This is called the pre-Noachian. But during the pre-Noachian, you know, there was so much resurfacing on Mars that we don't have any surfaces that retain pre-Noachian features at the surface, right? What we see, like the crust could contain a lot of like pre-Noachian sediments and materials, right? But the surface itself, the oldest surface, is early Noachian.
Professor Alexis Rodriguez, with his colleagues, professor is at the Planetary Institute, the Planetary Science Institute in Arizona. He's publishing evidence of an oceanic impact in Megatsunami sedimentation in Crisia Planitia, Mars, Northern Hemisphere, 3.4 billion years ago. However, he's now taken us to 4+ billion years ago, when Mars was first emerging as a solid enough surface to have ice water on it, to have ice on it. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show. This has been a special edition of Hotel Mars on Mars itself. Looking forward to more discoveries. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.